Network.
If you think all this is bad, I'm going to tell you about Intelpedia coming up in the next segment. How that dovetails with Google helping build the architecture of censorship. Bob Chapman is our guest. We're going to open the phones up as well, coming up in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air today. Going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, shifting gears into the economy, you are one of our leading experts. You have one of the most accurate forecasts, the internationalforecaster.com. Year after year, you've been right. I want to get into the government health care. I mean, I've looked at both House and Senate versions. They're both horrible. The, of course, conference version is secret. They've been doing that behind closed doors, Obama breaking his promise on that. We've got all this happening, and this has really enraged the left. That they found out they're not getting to rob the rich people. No, the rich people wrote this as a big scam. Bob Chapman.
Well, I think this, first of all, the control factor, having national health care, socialized health care, controls the person. It controls the modalities which you'll be treated with and whether you'll be allowed to live. So government has control over your life, and if they deem that your life should be eliminated, they can do that. The second point, I think, which is very, very strong as well, is that there are 50 million people who don't have any insurance presently, and it would be mandatory for them to have that. And that's the insurance companies. They're making all these noises and grumbling over some other points, but they want this thing because they want those 50 million participants. And so that's a very, very strong reason why this health care thing is a live or die for the administration, but it's also going to prove to be extremely profitable for insurance companies.
And it's fascism because you've got corporations going to the government and making it the law you've got to buy their services.
That's right.
And it cuts Medicare and Medicaid to the actual general public.
Never mind the fact that there's going to be many, many health professionals going to say, no, I'm not going to do this. Especially people in their 50s and 60s and 70 who are working and practicing.
And this has been a big wake-up call. You've got 18 attorney generals saying they're going to sue because it's selectively certain states don't have to do it. Labor unions don't get their nice health plans taxed like everybody else does. I mean, this is completely discriminatory.
It is. And the thing is, how long will it take us to get it through the courts, because they do control the courts? And then what kind of a decision are we going to get? The same one we're going to get from the Sunstein? The control that they're trying to put over us could happen. And if it happens, it's just going to push people further to the edge, because the economy is not responding and can't responding because it's so thoroughly corrupt. I mean, you see these people being and we'll call it interrogated by Congress. They're arrogant. They don't care. I mean, we've got companies out there like there's three major companies in the brokerage business, and they've made $200 billion, which they're going to pay out to their employees, the top ones, of course. And that was done in part with taxpayer financing. And then there are $80 billion in tax deductions. $20 billion of that goes to just three firms. And that is Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Morgan Stanley, the three biggest in the country. And nobody talks about all of the offshore businesses that they have, where they don't pay any taxes at all. I mean, this is true looting of the entire American public.
Let's talk about Bankstergate. talk about Google and systematic censorship worldwide, your phone calls, and a lot more. And what's happening with gold? Bob Chapman.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I want to go to Taylor, John, Joel, Julio, Jonathan, and others that are patiently holding, but I wanted to hit this. I mentioned it earlier in the week, but now we've had time for it to flesh out, for it to kind of unfold. Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, publicly and openly in the last 15 years, designed, well, Google's been around only 10, but the others before that, designed the censorship systems now being used in Australia, in China, in Libya, and other places. They sell the packages to the government, and they run it. And I would tell people this, and they'd say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, I mean, here's London Guardian. Google to end censorship in China. Oh, end it. Over cyber attacks, decision from world's leading search engine comes amid a clampdown on internet in China over the last year. And then it goes into how the Chinese government hacked Google to find out if they were truly censoring everything in their agreement. Then we have another headline here. AFP, French news agency, U.S. demands China expand cyber attacks, explain cyber attacks in face-to-face talks. When we have the White House cybersecurity czar last February resigned saying the NSA is taking over all free speech with a plan to censor. That was in the Washington Post. And the article said, well, maybe it's good that they're censoring. Australia, for the last year, has announced Chinese-style net censorship. That's their statement. The government's calling it that. Now, I want to get Bob Chapman's take on this, but the point is this grid is already here. They're already trying to implement it piecemeal. They're building giant NSA bases. One down at San Antonio's completed. Major newspapers go and try to shoot video of the front gate, and the police come and threaten to arrest them in America. But I wanted to... I saw a comment in the article on Infowars.com. Obama's favorite for Supreme Court Justice Sunstein wants to ban guns, free speech. I saw a link to IGT.org, and I was already aware of this, so I'm not just going off a comment. It just reminded me of it, so I thought I'd read to you what the commenter pasted in here from an article. Google is the supplier of the core search technology, Intellipedia, a highly secure, in fact, zoom in on this, guys, a highly secure online system where 37,000 U.S. spies and related personnel, what Sunstein's talking about for COINTELPRO, share information and collaborate on their devious errands, like my FBI file. They won't give it to me, but we've confirmed it's on Intellipedia, which, of course, most of it's lies. We've always known with others they just make crap up, so when the government reads about you, it's a bunch of lies. That's where their COINTELPRO starts. They eat their own droppings. They believe their own propaganda. Agencies such as the so-called National Security Agency have also purchased servers using Google-supplied search technology, which processes information gathered by U.S. spies operating all over the world. In addition, Google is linked to the U.S. spy and military systems through its Google Earth software venture. The technology behind the software, which originally developed by Keyhole, Inc., a company funded by Qtel, there's links to that, a venture capital firm which is turned openly funded and operated on behalf of the CIA. The visible technology can automatically examine more than a million discussions and posts on blogs, online forums, and Flickr simultaneously, YouTube, Twitter, Amazon, and so forth. It goes on. The technology also scores each online item, assigning a positive or negative of mixed or neutral status, kind of like in V for Vendetta, when they're driving by listening to conversations and they're going, the negative mention of the government's up at record levels. They actually do that. Based on parameters and terms set by the technology operators, information boiled down can be more effectively scanned and read by human operators. So they're data mining that, and it goes more into Qtel. Now, the issue here is that on record, they're building more than 20 giant NSA bases publicly. And that's only 30%, the news reports, of spying. Most of it's private, which is another payoff to the Homeland Security people when they go into private sector and private sector goes into government. And then they give themselves contracts for in 4 years when they get out and make the money. And it's just mass robbing. They admit Google is in there at NASA and at CIA. We first broke this with a high-level CIA officer, Mr. Steele, four years ago. I'm going to get Bob's take on this. This is so important. And they're openly building the hubs now under federal law and the Cybersecurity Act to make all IT systems and internet providers go through their hubs to where they can censor the web. They are putting the Chinese grid in now in front of everyone. And then all these White House officials like Sunstein are saying, we will censor the web and are developing the systems to do it. This is a declaration of war against the First Amendment, Bob Chapman.
Well, it certainly is, and quite frankly, it's overwhelming. And, you know, you talk about your file. I worked for NSA indirectly, and so they don't have to look very far. But what they're doing is really overwhelming. It is war against the people, because there's no reason for them to do that except to control people and say, look, we're listening to your conversations and reading your emails, and what you're saying is in violation of what Mr. Sunstein says, because you don't like a lot of things that government does. So we've decided to come and send you through a internment camp where you will be re-educated. Of course, this is what the Chinese and the North Koreans and the Vietnamese did to their citizens. And so it's ominous. Very, very ominous. And it's something.
You just reminded me. A bunch of White House officials in the last year have said, we will re-educate Americans. They're actually talking about that now openly.
Yeah, they're going through the whole thing. And all we can do under the circumstances is continue to tell people the truth and educate them and hope that they catch on and we get major demonstrations going, 20 million people visiting Washington, filling every street in the city up, demanding that they stop doing what they're doing. There is no other legal way for us to do it.
They have to start shutting the web down incrementally because we're kicking their butt. But the act of doing this will only make our information more valuable, Bob.
That's right. We'll have an underground, believe me. There are all kinds of ways to get information out.
Well, on this show, we've told people the whole story and what's happening and what's going to happen, and it comes true. Many people need to archive all the shows off PrisonPlanet.tv, all the films, show that undoubtedly if we don't stop them in the next few, it's going to get worse. But believe me, when we're under super hardcore tyranny, spreading this info, people will listen even more. That's the little trick about tyranny. Once it's really in place, everyone wakes up.
And then what happens next is that there's acts against tyranny.
And that's what Homeland Security's for, and they're going to list all resistance to that as terrorism.
Well, and that probably would be considered by them that at that time, because what it'll involve is aggressive activities. And they certainly can't be anything but insurgent activities. People defending their rights, their liberty, their constitution, and their land against people who are trying to take all of that away from them. And so it would be all out interscene, inter-American warfare.
That's why they like to move incrementally. That's why they like to move slow. But now they can't move slow anymore. And let me tell you, the cops have got a rough job when they try to carry all this out. Let's go to Taylor in Washington. Taylor, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Hey, you're on the air. What can I do for you?
Just had a brief story about the gun law thing. This summer I was working with this guy. He's from Mexico. And his dad owned an avocado farm down in Mexico, nothing special. Basically, he had to go back down to Mexico to rescue his dad from the Mexican cartel, and he had to pay him off $20,000 just so that he could see his dad again.
Basically, yeah, that's what happens when societies collapse. But CPS grabs your kids, makes you pay $20,000 to get them back, but go ahead.
Well, that's also what happens when you don't have any guns, when you don't have a right to defend yourself. You know, the police are no good because they pretty much have to join the criminals.
And that's how societies collapse like Haiti or Mexico. Bob Chapman, any comments?
He's absolutely correct. And it becomes one. And I know that law enforcement doesn't want to go that way. But again, in order to protect their jobs, many of them will. Some of them will quit.
Let's take another call.
Et cetera.
Thank you, Taylor. John in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. You know, I support about 70% of what you're saying, but I would like people to check these words on a Google search. CIA, Nazis, John Birch Society, John Reese, and Western Goals. Because I think in many cases you claim you don't want to have people divided against each other, but you're using the same kinds of COINTELPRO practices.
Hold on, John. John, you've been calling for 6, 7, 8 years. Every time I talk bad about communists are bad, collectivists are bad, Nazis are bad. We're not Nazis because we don't like communists. This is the great war between Russia and Germany. I'm not on Rommel's side or something. Give me a break. The entire White House lawyer staff call themselves communists, and I point out they're not communists. They're banker looters. And you've got to be hiding on the other side of the moon to not get that. Bob Chapman, comments on what he was just saying.
I think you covered it, Alex.
I mean, John,
that's the beginning and end of it.
I mean, you call in with the same crud every time. Obviously, the government infiltrated right-wing groups and left-wing groups. We're here exposing that. I just did 2 days on COINTELPRO exposing that. And you're telling me I'm engaged in COINTELPRO when I'm pointing out I don't want to live under communism. John, stay there. I want to come back with you and Bob. I want to just ask you a question. Does most of the White House openly write articles saying communism's good? Okay? I mean, come on. It does exist, and we're not COINTELPRO because we say it.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
There's never been one case of communists taking over where they don't rob and steal from people. There has not been one case in modern history. Look at the communists in Russia, China, everywhere. Look at how they're always funded by the big banks on record. Look at how we have seen the government health care plan cheered on by the collectivists, the communists, the socialists, the free ride people. And, oh, lo and behold, they're going to get their Medicare and Medicaid cut. Lo and behold, they're going to get a lower standard of care. It's all a theft. It's all a theft. I guess Dennis Kucinich, according to John, is COINTELPRO then, because he's saying what I'm saying. Here we are day after day exposing the Nazis in every major case of being COINTELPRO. They run both sides of the control paradigm. Everything I'm about is shattering that paradigm. And John calls in and cannot get out of it because he's religiously committed to it, and he will never, no matter if he listens for 1,000 years, ever understand it. Isn't that right, John?
Well, you know, if anybody is committed to dogma, I think it's your mentor, the John Birch Society, who has been intimately involved with COINTELPRO through the 50s, 60s, and 70s, using your kinds of slander, this fire hose of sewer water, smearing people. I've been exposed
to
Obama.
You know what, John? Stop. Put him on hold. I was sent little snippets of George Washington's letter saying, on the contrary, sir, no one is more satisfied of the fact that the Illuminati is operating in the U.S. than I. People said, look, he's satisfied with the Illuminati. He means I'm satisfied it's operating. The next paragraph said it is the most despicable, horrible group of Jacobins and criminals out of France. I've been fighting them in my entire last administration, and I fight them now that I've left. And I hear this about the John Birch Society. It's all made up. It's made up crud. The government tried to infiltrate them and demonize them. It's made up. It's made up. You have no proof, John. Anything else, John?
Yes. Just look up those connections between the Nazi CIA network brought in, the FBI, and the COINTELPRO operations collaborating with those groups and John Birch Society during those decades. They were the most scurrilous elements working for the CIA, the FBI, okay, and discrediting people, calling them communists, making up stuff, trying to provoke things. They did it through the private intelligence group, the Western Goals Association, which was allied in Germany with the Galen Nazi organization. So if this is your inspiration and your source of truth about communism and socialism, you know I exposed Obama long before you did. You know I exposed this
long before I did. Like I don't even know your last name, John. I know nothing about you. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your delusional call. I know you. No, I know you live in Ohio, or you say you do. I know you call once a month anytime I talk bad about communist. My inspiration is the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Constitution. And I have found in John Birch books and videos I've watched, it's all extremely accurate. I mean, it's a fact that big banks fund the communist. It's a fact they're funding all these people that say they're communist in the Obama administration. You're COINTELPRO with what you're doing. I don't believe you're consciously doing it, but I mean, this is how this divide and conquer works. I spent the last few weeks, but really the last 2 days intensely, about how Hal Turner and the Nazis are FBI, and how he's an FBI agent with the proof in federal court. I spend all this time exposing how all of this is going on, and then you call in and accuse me? I'm here fighting against the government takeover of healthcare. I'm fighting against new wars. I'm fighting against corrupt Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson. I'm good. I know communism's bad. You always call in on the other calls and plug communist websites and stuff and tell me how great they are. Give me a break, man. Just because I don't like communism doesn't mean I'm bad. I mean, it's sick. The Russians declassified all their files on McCarthy and how he was absolutely right and they were worried about him. Because McCarthy found out the army was funding Russia. Joe Stalin was our ally. They helped keep him in power. They gave him all the weapons. They gave him nukes. They fried some patsies. And I've tried to, you know what, John, every time he calls, I explain the basics to him. He doesn't understand it. John, it's a synthesis of the two sides. The big banks needed to have an artificial clash of civilizations, just like they fund radical Muslims, so they didn't have a pretext to go into those countries. That's the more modern system. With communism, and it's been declassified, the West, the British and the U.S. and others, and big banks, on record, the people that took over Russia came out of Brooklyn. They shipped them over there, 1917, 1918. I'll finish up with this when we come back, because it's an important issue as we try to shatter the left-right paradigm. The left-right paradigm is communism on one end and fascism on the other. And when you really look at fascism and communism, they're basically the same thing. a boot stomping on the human face forever. I mean, it's just disgusting, John. More calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Thousands of white papers. Professor Carol Quigley wrote a close to 1,000-page book called Tragedy and Hope through a State Department secret grant. It was later republished to the public. Bill Clinton's mentor, head of political science at Georgetown, he explains that British imperial roundtable groups, corporate private government management teams, were dispatched around the globe by the turn of the last century, over 100 years ago, to take down their imperial flags and run up the local flag, but to control it from behind the scenes. And to do that, they wanted to infiltrate, take over, or if they couldn't, destroy all alternative groups that didn't want to be under their domination. And it's not the British Empire that rules the planet. It's that management system run by a consortium of private banks and corporations, England, the United States, Israel, countries in Europe being the chief holders of it. Now, it's on record that Stalin was our ally in World War II. It's on record that Patton was killed because he didn't want to go along with it. It's on record that they wanted to use anti-communist movement in the country to restrict free speech, get control of Hollywood, and create a synthesis. By having communists call for communism, then the government could just call for higher taxes and not sound as anti-American. They moved everything over towards the collectivist angle. which the fascists and the communists always want. The tyrants always want to deal with a strong man, with a thug, with an oligarchy. That's what Carol Quigley explains. He says it's a good thing, and he's for it. And it's publication after publication after publication of these guys explaining how they do it, and you just don't get it. Of course the FBI and others infiltrated any group they could. That's what we're talking about. That's what I'm exposing here. And, of course, McCarthy was very useful for them. He meant well while he was just going after leftists and people. But as soon as he found out the Army and State Department are basically running Russia, as soon as he found out about that, he was shut down instantly. Now, I go back to the fact that collectivism never works and isn't a good thing. But looking at the false bipolar world, by funding Soviet expansion worldwide, the Soviets got to suppress their people because they were fighting an outside threat, a stage crisis. The United States got to suppress its people, grow a giant military-industrial complex, financed by the same central banks. The Rothschilds going back 300 years to Italy and Germany and France and Britain, financing both sides. This is part of mainline history. And so they get to build up huge centralized governments of different flavors in the U.S., in Europe, in Russia, in Asia. They get to play countries off against each other, divide countries, give half of Germany to the Russians, half to the Allies, you know, have these little wars. Ford and GM-owned factories were making the trucks that were shipped to northern Vietnam. I mean, this is the reality. This is how they control the paradigm and dominate society. And any group that rises up and is legitimate and threatens the power of the elite and their system and the existing political order is infiltrated and taken over. In fact, let me read from COINTELPRO here. Give me a close shot of this document. COINTELPRO. COINTELPRO, an acronym for Counterintelligence Program, was a series of covert and often illegal, now the White House just openly calls for it, illegal projects conducted by the United States Federal Investigation, FBI, aimed at investigating and disrupting dissenting political organizations within the United States. The FBI used covert operations from its inception. However, formal COINTELPRO operations took place between 1956 and 1971. The FBI's stated motivation at the time was protecting, this is a quote, and they have links to the documents, national security, that means the banker security, what's NORTHCOM there for, to make sure the robbery's complete, to make sure they can rob us and get away with it, protecting national security, preventing violence, and maintaining the existing social and political order. And that meant Nixon having a plan to bomb the DNC. Remember that? That's even on Nightline. And I mean, it's declassified. And to blame it on his political enemies, which was the left at the time. According to FBI records, 85% of COINTELPRO resources were expended on infiltrating, disrupting, marginalizing, and/or subverting groups suspected of being subversive, such as communist and socialist organizations, the women's rights movement, militant black nationalist groups, and nonviolent civil rights movement. Yeah, the Black Panthers at first were, let's have soup kitchens, let's get our people off drugs. Then the feds messed with them and made them get radical, which is what their plan was. It's COINTELPRO to have militia people, a guy owns a bass boat, he's now the admiral, literally I've seen that, show up at city councils and threaten people, to then demonize real militias, to demonize the militia and the Constitution. They don't want you in suits and ties getting the state to pass it to defend the border. They want you to look like kooks. Nonviolent civil rights movement, including individuals such as Martin Luther King Jr. and others associated with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, itself funded by big foundations, the Congress of Racial Equality, the American Indian Movement, and other civil rights groups, a broad range of organizations labeled New Left, including Students for Democratic Society, the National Lawyers Guild, the Weathermen, almost all groups protesting the Vietnam War, and even individual student demonstrations with no group affiliation. Yeah, that's what it was really aimed at. And national groups such as those seeking independence for Puerto Rico. The other 15% was expended on to marginalize and subvert white hate groups, including the Ku Klux Klan, national states, and national states' rights parties. Yeah, I've studied COINTELPRO. Most of it has been against conservatives and libertarians, but they would always fashionalize the left groups. Most of it was all staged. Like Patty Hearst, declassified last year, that was all staged with her and those terrorists. She was not captured by them. She wasn't having Stockholm Syndrome serving them. So I want to go to your calls. It's just they have to divide the world between the Soviet Empire and the U.S.-British Empire so that they could all carry out crimes and take over countries and have an excuse to be in those Latin American and Asian nations. And the average FBI agent, the average KGB agent didn't even know what they were part of. This is why the bankers rule. They're smart. They're slick. They know what they're doing. How do you cut them off? The right wing never complains about corporate welfare. The right wing mainline Republicans never complain when there's tens of trillions for the banks or tens of trillions for wars over the decades. They're mad about the welfare lady on welfare. The left is mad at corporate welfare, but not when they get in power, like Obama, the biggest defense budget in history, breaking his record last year of the biggest in history. So it's left-wing rhetoric to control their fake left-wing methodology with the general public as the false revolution they push the revolution into that they know is organic so they can control it. And yes, they do infiltrate and try to infiltrate right-wing groups, radicalize them, control them, create fake groups. Yes, that's going on. Yes. But does that not mean that some of the ideas of the left aren't legitimate, like let's not sterilize Indian women, or many of the ideas of the mainline right aren't real, like let's have lower taxes? Bigger government is the tool for the corporate looting. But the average leftist who is angry at George Washington because he owned slaves, and that was the practice worldwide, then he freed his slaves, by the way, and wrote against it. But it was the slaves were like, please don't ship me back to Africa. It depended where they were. It was case by case. And they were, and most of them, when they would be freed, said, I don't want to leave. When you see stuff like Roots and shows like that, that is the extreme examples. It was a horrible institution, but it still goes on through government debt and control today. What do you think the Third World's under through the IMF and World Bank? They're in a form of slavery. So instead of obsessing on the time that George Washington lived in 230-plus years ago, which the media does, why don't they talk about how the UN and eco-science all talks about how they want to kill off the Third World brown people? See, when you get up to elite leftist level, like Cass Sunstein, President Obama's appointee to head the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, again, when you get up to the level of this individual right here on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you know, he calls it liberal to ban free speech and criticism of the government. He calls it liberal to take your guns. True classical liberalism is have all the guns you want. Have all the private property you want. You be free. Just don't enslave anybody else. It's all a fraud. You guys are like computers that have been fed false information to where you can't even communicate. Okay. I said I'm going to go to calls. Let's go ahead now and go to Joel in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? First time, long time.
Good to talk to you.
I just got a message real quick to all the truthers and patriots out there.
Yes.
Listen, we don't have time to mess around. The globalists are not playing games. They're putting fluoride in the water. They're putting mercury in the high fructose corn syrup. We don't have time. We all need to warn everybody, warn our friends, warn our families. Don't worry if people call you a conspiracy theorist, because it doesn't matter. We know that we're right. So we have to get the message out to everybody. Don't worry about it if people...
In fact, let me stop you. Will you guys print me that article from yesterday about the corn causing liver damage and kidney failure? Huffington Post linked to mainstream news articles, mainstream scientific institutions that tested it. They knew the Monsanto corn that grows its own pesticide in it, that bugs won't eat. If they do, they die. They knew that hurt everybody. They knew that a decade ago. Every major GMO crop is devastating the rodents it's fed to. And absolutely, Absolutely. We can't stop talking about left and right that we've generationally been trained to fight with each other in, even though we're drinking aspartame, hundreds of chemicals put in the water under the name fluoride, mass brain damage, admitted bone cancer, GMO killing us, all these new illnesses popping up, all this stuff happening. They artificially, Washington Post admits, half of the fructose corn syrup has high levels of mercury. They tell you melamine that kills you is now okay for your baby, Associated Press. They think you're so under mind control that the White House can come out and say, we're going to ban your free speech, start shutting down the web, arrest you if you criticize the government, ban your Second Amendment, and mercury's good for you, lead is good in children's toys. Folks, if you think I'm joking, I've played all these clips before. This is real, folks. This is, I mean, have you seen the clip where CBS News says mercury's now good for children's brains, Joel?
Yes, I've seen it.
I mean, this is, they are practicing mass insanity. They say insane things, and we're a social animal, and so we just start accepting it. Oh, poison's good. Just like 1,000 years ago, Aztecs chopping people's hearts out. If you teleported back 1,000 years ago in a time machine and said, don't kill your kid, it's crazy, they would kill you thinking you were nuts. The psych warfare chiefs know what they're doing. Sorry, go ahead.
And they think we're stupid enough and domesticated enough to buy into all their propaganda and all their brainwashing that they constantly push at us. But this is a message to the globalists and the NSA that I know that are listening right now. We're not going to put up with it. We're going to stand up for our freedom and for our rights. We all have to stand outside of shopping malls, go into highly populated areas, and burn DVDs and hand them out to people.
People want to stop this, folks. Stop worrying about groups and names. Say, get the poison out of my water. In every poll, it depends on the poll. It's over 70% want sodium fluoride out of the water, which they admit gives you bone cancer, which they admit sterilizes you, mainstream government reports. But they make movies making fun of us so yuppies laugh. It's not funny that most women have their hair falling out now by age 30, that they're being sterilized, that their thyroids are burning out. It's not funny that they know that the main variety of corn we're eating causes liver and kidney failure. They know, folks, it's so real, and we've just got to be seen. We've got to get out of the TV, get out of the NFL playoffs, start talking, standing up at church, educating people, getting aggressive to shake people. See, they slowly ease you in like a frog into cold water. They slowly turn the heat up. You think it's a hot tub, and then it boils, and you pass out. We're at the point of passing out right now and literally dying as a society, and we've got to shake people out of it and break the trance. Go ahead.
Yes, and also, like I was saying before, a lot of people that don't know what we're talking about, they'll think, oh, you're crazy for talking about this, but we know that we're right, and we know that history will vindicate us. So don't worry about it if people want to call you crazy or a conspiracy theorist or something like that. When you know you're right, when you know you're on the right side of history, and you have the truth on your side, there's nothing that can stop you.
I appreciate your call. God bless you, Joel. I'm trying to go to Julio, Jonathan, Curtis, Jane. You know, I ended the show with this yesterday, and I more and more get tempted just to spend most of my time showing people what's in the water, what's in the food, what's in the drugs. Look, Monsanto, and they have direct links to the Journal of Biological Sciences. I looked that up, one of the most prestigious in the world. But I've literally seen hundreds of confirmed studies on this group of corn alone. It is Mon-863 and NK603 that grows a live pesticide in the corn so bugs won't eat it. Well, what do you think poison does? Like liquor, it eats your liver. Well, this is the same thing with this. Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure study reveals. In a study released by the International Journal of Biological Sciences analyzing effects of genetically modified foods on mammalian life, that's us, mammals, researchers found that agricultural giant Monsanto's GM corn is linked to organ damage in rats. It's also the stuff killing the honeybees because they'll still eat the pollen. According to the study, which was summarized by, and it goes through that, three varieties of Monsanto GM corn, Mon-863 insecticide-producing Mon-810 and Roundup herbicide-absorbing NK603. See, these plants will live in poison because they absorb it, but then the poison's in it. Everything else is killed. We approve the consumption by U.S., European, and several other national food safety authorities. And it just goes into the effects. This is from the study. We're mostly concentrated in the kidney, liver function, the two major diet detoxification organs. And then it goes into how it hit other areas of the body, though. Jeez. Man, folks. I mean, I could Google right now, fluoridation of water, bone cancer, and literally thousands of studies over 40 years that it's giving people cancer. They absolutely know. Red alert, 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 red alert. Red alert. You read about the Rockefellers and the heads of Monsanto. They have their own farms. I was watching a PBS special where the Duke of Edinburgh, Queen Elizabeth's husband, the father of Prince Charles, the admitted Nazi, he's a German Nazi, has his own giant farms and ranches, and they fly his food around all over the world. He only eats his food. I mean, they're obsessed with it. They are absolutely unstable. Folks, they are poisoning your food and water to sterilize you and kill you. We're all in this together. Liberal, conservative, black, white, Hispanic, cop, non-cop. Get it through your head. And COINTELPRO just wants us all to fight with each other over left-right terms and to make us not trust each other. You know you're good. You know you're a patriot. Get out and warn people and get this stuff off our store shelves. Come on. Final call straight ahead.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Look at this headline, London Guardian. Fluoride water causes cancer. Boys at risk from bone tumors. Shock research reveals. I read stuff from the 1934 University of Texas. They've been using it for 100 years as rat poison. Ladies and gentlemen, Ladies and gentlemen, you better listen up. This isn't a game. The White House science czar proposes putting stuff in the water to sterilize you. They're already doing it. Come on! Get up off your butts. Quit using the excuse of COINTELPRO and all the infighting. You know you're good. Get out there and lead the people and say no to this. Let's talk to Jonathan in Kansas. Jonathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm just really sad. Man, they're killing everybody. Everybody's dropping dead or getting sick, and everybody's busy talking about Sarah Palin and Barack Obama.
Yeah, unfortunate. Go to YouTube and type in transparent wall or augmented earth, because New Scientist is promoting Big Brother, because, well, you can see it for yourself if you look up on the transparent wall.
What does it say?
Well, it's basically transparent wall is having cameras on. It's supposedly supposed to be for cars not to get in crashes.
Oh, yeah, they're going to make everybody have their cars robot-controlled, and they also use that for body armor and for somewhat of invisibility, where they have cameras on one end, and then like in the movie Predator, it's like glistening image of the other side, so it looks like nothing's there, or it is literally a cloak of invisibility. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's something like that. And the other one, Augmented Earth, it's basically like a Google Street Video, but it actually shows people actually walking. Like, it's literally Big Brother.
Yes, live feeds of everything. Yeah, Google, total NSA run. Thank you. Yes, I am aware of that. It's not the particular term. Thank you for the interesting point. Anything else?
Maybe can I suggest a guest?
Yeah, go ahead.
I read this book, called Medical Apartheid, and by Harriet A. Washington. It basically explains, she was uncovering what files, Harvard had stored away about eugenics. And, like, they would have
absolutely, yes. I'm familiar with that book. I think Aaron even bought it and read it. Thank you. Good point. Curtis in Canada. Curtis, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm a big fan. I was talking with my family and friends recently, and what kind of scares me pretty badly, actually, is a lot of people would welcome a one-world government. And
yeah, they've been told it's going to fix all their problems. While they were building the world government, they said it didn't exist. Now, it's here, it's good.
Yeah, and, another thing, and I don't want to cast doubt on, like I said, I'm a big fan. It's just that recently my head's been spinning, and I'm a big fan of yours, but I mean, I don't want to cast doubt on you or your listeners, but I mean, it's just that the Hydra's got, so many heads that you don't even know where to swing at.
Well, Curtis, that's why fluoride is killing you. Get it out of your local water supply. Get involved locally. Get it out. Many cities have prevailed. GMO's hurting you. Don't do it. Big government's the tool they use for control. Cut government. Okay, it isn't about me. Let's just say I'm the worst person on earth. Don't use that as an excuse to not go out and be a leader and take action. Believe in yourself, okay? I mean, Curtis, you don't think you're bad, do you?
Well, no, but it's just like I go to your sponsors and I order from them, and I feel like I'm already on a list somewhere and they're going to drown me.
But again, sir, that's the chilling effect. Everybody's already on a list. They're criminally doing. You can't give in to that fear. You've got to, they want to scare you with all this surveillance, so you shut up and let them have your way. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to say no to this and break your conditioning. I mean, I went to a store last night, and the people all just looked so miserable and beaten down and dumb. I mean, just wake up and just man up and fire up and get some discernment. Great job, crew. We'll be back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Retransmission starts now with KingInfo, InfoWars.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.